Okay, how about bread made out of cornmeal? What you call that?
Corn bread.
Okay, and what else can you make out of cornbread?
Out of cornbread?
Cornmeal.
Well, I believe dressing for chicken dressing, turkey, etc. You know, made from meal, see? Mm-hmm.
Fat.
Well, that's what those are hush puppies, aren't they? Mm-hmm. That's in a sense, that's bread, isn't it? Yeah.
How about cooking it up with greens?
Oh, yeah, that would be a dumpling, wouldn't it, and the greens. Mm-hmm.
And how about cornbread that's been cooked in the ashes of a fire? You ever heard of that?
Was that referred to as a whole cake of bread? Well, they don't say, I think it's whole cake, they say it's whole cake of bread.
Okay. I've never encountered that. Do you know how that's made? Do you wrap it up in anything?
Yeah, I believe they do. You know, some time ago, or in some cases, they didn't have a utensil to cook it in, and I believe they wrapped it. Maybe leaves of something, they dampen those and they put it in there, see, something like that.
Right.
I've never seen that, but I've read about it.
Uh-huh. In
colonial days, you know, they did a lot of that kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it seems as though you'd have to wrap it up, right?
Yeah, it's wrapped in leaves or some type of substance that would hold there.
Mm-hmm. What about soft cornbread made by putting cornmeal in boiling water and it's served up in a bowl with spoon?
That's mush.
Okay. How about white bread in loaves, such as you would buy in a store these days?
Refer to it as light bread, I think.
Mm-hmm. And how about a flat, round, sweet pastry about that size with a hole in the middle?
Donut.
Okay. And how about round flat cakes that you make up with white flour and cook in a greased skillet and eat with syrup?
Pancakes.
Okay.
I have one per week on Sunday morning.
Right. How about meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
White bacon.
Okay. And pressed meat that you make from hog jowl and hog's head and other kind of scrap pieces of pig.
Hog head cheese, I believe.
Okay. And how about souse meat? You ever hear it called that? Or souse?
See, it seemed like I've heard that expression.
But your parents would call it hog's head cheese, I guess.
Yes, in fact.
I'm trying to figure which one's older.
Yes. Seen them making that. I've seen any number of people making the hog head cheese from those, as you say, the scraps, they call it.
Right.
And I didn't like it so much. Even if I had to look at it, I didn't want to.
Yeah, I thought it made one too. How about the thing in the center of a peach, the hog?
Are you referring to the seed that's there?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now, what about the same thing in the center of a cherry? Would you call that the same thing?
Is that
thing?
The pit, okay. Isn't it? Pit, I think.
And how about a peach whose meat sticks tight to the seed?
If you'd asked me about a mango, I would have known. I don't really know what they're called. I don't know the difference.